Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, and you are invited. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, is Walmart going to launch their own cryptocurrency? Bonnie's got a story about that. Nikki, you want to talk about food shortages, among other things. And in the news, to start things out tonight, NBC with a report on I don't know, some people might find this a shocking number. 72% of Americans say the country is headed in the wrong direction. And that is a pretty overwhelming number of people who are not happy with the way things are going in the United States. A story from Mark Murray at NBC News. Overwhelming majorities of Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction and that their household income is also falling behind the cost of living. And we'll, you know, that'll tie in, I think, to the supply issues.
Well, I think that the country is heading in the wrong direction in that it's a country.
Ooh, what do you mean by that, Bonnie?
The United States is too big and needs to split up.
Yeah, and there is a lot of people talking about divorce DC and quote-unquote national divorce. And I hope that people, you know, are really taking that idea seriously, especially as things get worse, not better. Because it's a fair solution.
Because I'm sure that all of the 72%, or not all of them, but, you know, most of them all want to go in different directions to the direction of the country. So why don't we just split up and whoever wants to do certain things goes to California?
Absolutely. And I think, especially like referring to Joe Biden specifically, half the people, right, they hate him because he's a little bit too liberal. And then the other half of the people don't like him because he's not liberal enough. So it's like,
right.
That's the big thing. Like, nobody's really happy with the president right now, but they're all for completely different reasons.
Right.
So putting a new president in power, people still aren't going to be happy.
No, of course not. What's more, the nation's top politicians and political parties are more unpopular than they are popular. So people are not, it's not just about the president. It's just about politics in general. And the interest in the upcoming November midterms is down, not up. When Americans were asked to describe whether they believe or where they believe America is today, top answers were, quote, downhill, divisive, negative, struggling, lost, and bad.
Third world.
They're what?
Third world.
Not quite. It's not that bad here yet. We were still able to find groceries today for the most part. There are these are grim findings of a national NBC News poll conducted less than 10 months before the midterm elections, when the control of the U.S. Senate, House, and governor's mansions across the country will be up for grabs. And so let's get into some of the numbers here. According to the poll, 72% of Americans say the country is headed in the wrong direction, which is essentially unchanged from the 71% who held this view in October's NBC News poll. So that means that this wasn't a fluke, that October wasn't a fluke, because then they did it again. I presume this was November, maybe?
I'd be really curious to see the ratings from past years. Like, what were people saying in, like, 2012? For example,
is
this a new thing? Or because I know I haven't been happy with the way the country's been running for years. But I have a feeling that most people, you know, at least were indifferent about it. You know, they weren't upset. It just seems that in recent years, things have just been getting noticeably worse.
So they have asked this question before. According to the story here, it is only the sixth time in the poll's history of being surveyed when 70% or more have said the nation is on the wrong track. So it's not the first time ever. They go back and they look at apparently 1992, 2008, 2016. They say in the three instances when this sustained dark outlook coincided with an election year, it foreshadowed bad news for the party in power. So in those years, they flipped, basically. The Americans went the other direction and elected whoever wasn't in control, which in this case would be it may be a good year for the Republicans if that holds true. Not that that means anything good for us, because, as you guys pointed out, whichever party's in charge, they always make things worse. They make the government bigger. They make the government more expensive.
They're all warmongers. They go to war. I mean, Joe Biden is a liberal, supposedly, and we're still about to go to war with Russia.
And now he's making the Republicans sound like they're anti-war.
Yeah.
Even though the Republicans have always been in favor of wars in my lifetime, now that there's a Democrat in office who's talking about going to war in Ukraine, now some of the Republicans are sounding like they care about, you know, not going to war.
Yeah.
So,
and this is typical. Both sides just flip-flop depending on who's in power.
Yep. And you know, I hope Americans are figuring that out. Maybe that's why some of the numbers in this poll about people just not being happy with either Democrats or Republicans, maybe people are finally waking up to that reality. On the economy, while job creation is up and the unemployment rate is down, 61% of respondents in the poll say their family's income is falling behind the cost of living. That's compared with 30% who say they're staying about even. So that's 91% of the people surveyed said they're either falling behind the cost of living or they're just barely treading water
at this point. That's a big number.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, you know,
they're not
91%.
Yeah.
Did you see what Joe Biden said to a reporter recently that asked him a question about inflation?
Yeah, didn't he call him a dumb son of a bitch or something like that?
Yeah, stupid.
I didn't see that.
Stupid son of a bitch. He said another one about inflation. Inflation, you stupid son of a bitch.
I thought he said something like inflation is good policy or inflation.
He didn't say anything specifically about inflation. The guy just asked a question about inflation. He said another one about inflation.
Hmm. Yeah, because it's an issue. I would love to hear Joe Biden say the definition of inflation.
He has no idea.
Like, what does that mean?
Either he has no idea or he is purposefully, you know, misleading. I mean, odds are he's purposely misleading. There was a quote today. I wish I had it in front of me. But it was one of those quick little clips you see on social media where he's just rambling about something else. And then he goes off and says that the reason why one third of the reason why we have inflation is because of the cost of vehicles.
What?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't even make any sense at all.
It has nothing to do with inflation. The cost of vehicles rises, as does everything else, when inflation happens, and that's because inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Does Joe Biden think that companies just choose a random price for vehicles?
It makes me wonder. I mean, with such an ignorant statement like that, it does seem like he really doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, there have been some politicians I've heard say that the rise in prices for goods is because of corporate greed. It has nothing to do with
Pelosi said that.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with the USD losing value. It has nothing to do with inflation. It's corporate greed. They're just choosing to raise their prices for absolutely no reason.
It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, to anyone that knows, I'm not an economist, but I understand the basics of supply and demand. And when you supply a bunch more money into the system, which is what inflation is, it's an increase in the money supply, then prices are going to go up because there's a larger amount of money that's chasing around the same amount of goods. Or actually, in our case, with the supply issues, more money chasing fewer goods, which is an unusual situation, right? Like, normally when they inflate the money supply, you don't have supply crunches like you do right now. So now they're inflating at the same time as supply is tightening. So you're going to see prices go up even worse as a result. We just talked over the weekend about how now the U.S. government is mandating all truckers, all professional drivers from Mexico or from Canada now have to have a vaccine in order to come into the United States.
Yeah, and there's been big protests, especially
there
in Canada,
is one happening
about
now.
That, yeah.
The truck drivers in Canada started in Vancouver on the West Coast earlier this week, and they're going to be driving, I believe, until the 29th, so this weekend, when they're going to converge on the capital in Ottawa, apparently.
Yep.
And the intention of what they're saying is they're going to shut down the government, basically. Shut down Ottawa, shut down the roads, basically bring everything to a halt until something changes.
Yeah, I forget where it was from, but I saw one photo where it was just trucks all for as long as you could see on some highway just protesting. They were just literally parked there. I don't know
the
details. But
if they park, they're going to risk potential arrest.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. The photo wasn't exactly clear on what was happening, but
they're
it looked
moving.
Like they were parked, yeah.
Well, it's a photo.
Maybe. Yeah.
They're moving because they're driving. Their destination is to get to Ottawa, and then they might park in the streets and
cut off
shut down the city.
Capital, yeah.
More coming up.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Open phones. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 503-733-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You click Get Started over at Bitcoin.com, and you'll begin learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And that is a good idea, especially with Bitcoin right now below $40,000. What's it, like 37, I think?
Bitcoin's on sale.
Yeah, it has been. It's about just under $37,000 right now, scraped as low as $34,000 a few days ago. Its record high was set back in November at around $68,000, so it's way down from where it was. Might be a good opportunity to get into it, but you want to do your research first. So go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started, and you can start there, and there's introductory videos that'll give you some of the basics of what you need to know about cryptocurrency. What is it that makes it different? What makes it special? Why has it taken off? And why is Bitcoin the best investment in the last decade? Like, bar none. There's nothing else that even comes close. So take your time, learn a little bit about it over at Bitcoin.com. If you are not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you over at news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio here tonight. We'll get back into some more of the interesting results from this survey that NBC News did, finding that 72% of Americans are saying the country is heading in the wrong direction, and 61% of them are saying their family's income is falling behind the cost of living. So definitely life is getting more difficult here is what people are saying. We go first to Eric, though. He's calling us from Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Eric.
Actually 2 weeks ago today, I figured out that my wife is pregnant and she really wants to have a home birth. She's been wanting to have one since before we met. But then days after we found out, Nikki was talking about midwifery on Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if it was her that said this or if I saw it or heard it in one of the classes that we're taking about home births. But we heard that 14% of home births end up in the hospital, and 90% of that 14% are just due to pain.
Yeah, I definitely said that, but you might have also heard it in your class as well.
Okay. Well, so we interviewed the very first midwife yesterday, and we really liked her and bonded with her. But one thing that kind of broke it for us is that she said that she would call 911 and have us transferred to the hospital if the baby was breached. Mm-hmm. And I was just curious on your take, Nikki, if do most midwives do that with a breech baby? Because I know you can.
What is a breech baby?
Head down.
So the baby is supposed to be head down when it's born.
Uh huh.
And a breech baby is typically like bum down, feet down.
I see.
Type of thing. So not completely ideal, but I will tell you, a lot of midwives won't take a breech baby at home. I would. I would absolutely deliver a breech baby at home.
Hmm. But can't you flip them?
You can flip them. So there's also something, Eric, you might want to look into spinning babies a little bit. Spinning babies is awesome. So I understand why you're concerned about that particular midwife not taking a breech baby at home, because there are absolutely safe ways to deliver a breech baby at home. So, but I do understand, like, a lot of midwives don't. But it would be better for your wife and just, like, for everybody if the baby was head down. So if you want to look into spinning babies and just like other ways to keep the baby in the ideal position, because as she gets farther along and the baby gets bigger inside of the uterus, the space gets tighter in there, right?
Hmm.
So if the baby is in the wrong position, the farther along she goes, the harder it is to flip the baby. But typically, once you're pretty far along and the baby's head down, then it'll just stay head down.
Hmm. Is that the thing where you have to get like an X-ray to know where the ultrasound?
So they do ultrasounds. You also technically don't need an ultrasound in birth. A lot of people like doing the 20-week anatomy scan just to make sure that the baby's good, like no heart defects or anything. So typically most people do that. But as a midwife, we actually do things called the Leopold's maneuvers. And what we do is we just feel the belly, and we kind of start doing that after 24 weeks. So the baby kind of has to be a little bit big so you can feel it. But we just feel on her abdomen with our hands, and we can tell the exact position of the baby.
Wow. So you don't need the tools then.
Yeah,
you can just do it.
It's really cool. Like, you can literally like feel the baby under her skin. It's amazing.
So there you go, Eric. Some suggestions for you. Anything else you want to share?
I was just going to say, yeah, we've been learning about spinning babies in this class that we've been taking called Mama Natural, which I would say any new parent probably should take because there's a lot of information in there that we've been learning. And that's why I was wanting to ask Nikki about that because I thought you could spin the baby during labor. And I don't know if the
majority it's a little too late at that point, right?
So you can. That's mainly for what we call OP, which people also know as back labor. If you're a woman listening to this and you've ever had back labor, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That is something you will never forget. It's extremely painful. And it's just like a constant backache throughout all the other pain that's going on. Not pain, but intensity that's going on throughout labor. But so a baby that's just kind of flipped in the wrong direction like that way, that's a little bit easier to flip during labor. But flipping the baby from like one, like upside down to not upside down is a little bit harder. But so there's like different kinds of flipping that can be done during labor, but yep.
There you go, Eric. Good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about an NBC poll that's been going on for, looks like, I don't know, a few decades, where they're asking Americans how they feel about various different issues. Specifically, is the country on the wrong track? Well, 72% of Americans in a recent poll, which was conducted probably December, January, somewhere recently. It hasn't really said when, but it was after October because they did the same poll in October when 71% said the country was going in the wrong direction. Now it's 72%, 61% saying their family's income is behind the cost of living. 70% agree with the statement that America has become so polarized that it can no longer solve the major issues facing the country and that those differences will only continue to grow. And if that's what people believe, that is what will be the reality, right? Because to a large extent, what you believe is what is possible.
Absolutely.
Life, right? Like if you don't believe you can fly, meaning people, obviously flapping your arms isn't going to get you anywhere, but you know, people didn't think you could fly.
Yeah, not with that attitude.
Right. People didn't think you could fly before the Wright brothers proved them wrong. And so you have to have that belief that something is possible. Same thing as what I said at the hearing about independence. Like, I forget exactly what the guy who was in charge of the hearing said. He said he just didn't think it was possible or something. Yeah. So, well, that's your problem. You got to change your beliefs.
Yeah, I said, we don't have a plan. I'm not comfortable with this because there's no plan.
Well, whatever the plan is right now, I mean, what we're doing right now in this country is not working. And I think it's so ironic because you have all these people saying that the country's going in the wrong direction and it's just going to get worse and it's just going to get more polarized. But all of those people, or most of those people, I'm willing to bet you, would also say that secession wouldn't work.
Yeah, so, that's probably
so
true.
So what are we going to do then? If we're not going to split up and we're just going in a bad direction and no matter who you elect into power isn't going to fix it, then what do
well,
we
they
do?
Well, they don't believe that. They believe that they can elect the right people. I'm sure that most people still believe
that. I don't know. I mean, 70%
right
say it cannot be solved. They say the issues cannot be solved due to the polarization and that the differences will only get worse. I mean, that's a great question, Nikki. If people hold these disparate beliefs, they need to figure out a way forward. And secession is the peaceful way forward that's going to work.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has established a tip line for parents to report if their child's school is teaching racist critical race theory in classrooms. Youngkin saying the tip line is for parents to send us any instances where they feel their fundamental rights are being violated, where their child is not being respected, and where there are inadvertently divisive practices in their schools. The COVID-19 booster push in the United States is slowing down.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us. You can number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thank you to Patrick Easterday, who is a supporter of Free Talk Live via the AMPS program. You can join it. It's our Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com. Patrick joined as a gold, which means that he's doing at least $10 a month. So thank you, Patrick, for that.
Thank you, Patrick.
Definitely appreciate it. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon. We're talking about some interesting numbers here. And I find these to be, from my perspective, optimistic, right? Like, I'm glad to hear that people are sick and tired of the, you know, they're seeing that the nation is going in the wrong direction. Over 72% in this NBC News poll. And they're saying that they don't think that America could solve, meaning the government could solve the issues facing the country, which, by the way, they never could. The government gang created a lot of the issues facing the country, like the war on drugs, illegal wars all around the world. I mean, putting peaceful people in prison cells like Ross Ulbricht, Julian Assange, who they want to put in prison for 170 years. Inflation, terrible, just being generally awful. They've created so many different problems in the United States, and they are not going to ever be the solution to those problems.
I don't even know what problems I would have without the government.
Probably not very many.
You'd probably have some interpersonal conflicts from time to time. There might be, somebody who did something in your personal life that you don't like or you disagree with, or somebody saying something to you on the streets about not wearing a mask or whatever, right?
The mask thing probably wouldn't have happened without government.
That's
I don't think
honestly,
people
it probably wouldn't.
I don't believe that people would have just been like, this is the only answer, and we must mandate it in our store. And if someone wants to come in and buy clothes in one of the rundown places in, you know.
Oh, yeah, you guys got kicked out of somewhere today, didn't you?
Yes.
We did.
It was a rundown.
But we went to three different places, and we only got kicked out of one of them.
Okay.
So
they didn't need your business, apparently.
Yeah, I know. I said out loud, I was like, how can you stay afloat selling clothes in Keene, New Hampshire, when you don't let everyone in?
I guess they're fine just selling to ultra-liberals.
I guess so.
Are they really slow afloat? Like,
it is a liberal town.
I guess we'll find out if they close.
Yeah. Either that or their owners just have a bunch of money and they don't mind pouring it into keeping their business open when it's not working.
It was one of those clothing stores that could possibly just be like a front because it's like clothes.
Oh,
it looks like clothes that nobody wants to buy
anyway.
Yeah.
That would be really funny.
So, but you were making a point earlier, Nikki, and about the idea of secession and how you don't think that the people who are frustrated with the status of the United States, who don't think that there's any solution, also don't see secession as a solution.
Yeah, and it's almost like, to me, people just, like, want to be upset. When you give someone a solution sometimes, they're like, no, that would never work. I just want to complain about this. And it's like,
right.
But we can do things, like, we can live in a prosperous world of peace if you guys would just believe.
I think that a lot of it is people want to outsource their, you know, the solutions to their problems. They just want to live their life, like go to work, come home and watch TV. They don't want to have to fix anything, even though it is possible.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Nikki, because we see it within the libertarian movement as well.
Yep.
Like, oh, you guys aren't getting elected? Well, here's a solution. You could move to New Hampshire, where we're actually getting elected, where libertarians are running as Republicans, sometimes Democrats, and winning elections across New Hampshire. We've got over 40 free staters, as they're called. These are members of the Free State Project who've migrated here as part of the freedom migration. We've got a track record of success. So it's not like some sort of pie-in-the-sky solution of, oh, this might work someday once we can get enough people here. No, we already have a bunch of people, thousands of people. People have moved here. You moved from Massachusetts.
I did.
I moved from Florida. Bonnie, you moved up from Texas. And the idea is very simple. Libertarian types are too dispersed elsewhere. There are not enough of us per, you know, 1,000 people or whatever. There's just not enough libertarians.
And there never will be, I don't think.
No. I don't think so either, because there's so many people who believe in the state. There's so many people who believe in controlling their neighbor and telling everybody else what to do. And it's a sickness, and it's not going to go away anytime
soon. And
that's
fine. You can do that in Massachusetts.
No doubt.
But, like, here we have the possibility to do something greater, and we do have strength in numbers.
Well, yeah, and the point is, like, we've got the evidence. We've got the statistics. We've got the election wins under our belt. We've got laws that have been repealed. We've got, you know, new freedoms that have been attained, like decriminalization of cannabis, like concealed carry of a gun without a permit.
Yep.
That just happened. Both of those happened in 2017, same year. And so we've had a ton of wins, but yet when you tell these libertarians out there who are bemoaning, oh, can't win, can't get more than 2%, we can't even get on the ballot, you tell these people, oh, here's the solution, they roll their eyes and say, it's too cold. You know, whatever other excuse they have for the moment. And it's sort of that same thing of, if you don't believe in, you know, doing something, if you don't want to actually take action, if all you want to do is complain, well, there's plenty of time to do that. There will always be things to complain about. But if you want to actually have an effect, you have to do something about it. In this case, you can join a movement that's working and tried and true. That's a little different than the secession pitch where we're basically saying, well, we think this will be great.
Yeah.
And I think it will.
Absolutely.
I mean, secession has worked around the world. It anytime it happens, it means there are more choices for people, more of the opportunity to vote with your feet. And so if it doesn't work out, you can always just leave and go somewhere else.
The way I see it is it really can't get any worse. You know what I mean?
It could get worse.
I mean, it could, but I just don't see secession. I don't see New Hampshire being an independent nation being anywhere near worse as what we're dealing with right now.
You mean when New Hampshire leaves. I see what you're saying.
Oh, no. This right now, this is going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's worse than it was yesterday. You know, like, it just keeps inflation, all of these things just keep getting worse and worse and worse.
I agree. What do they think, or, you know, people like Baldessaro, the head of the committee the other day, they heard the independence bill saying, oh, well, we don't have a plan, so I can't support this. What does he think could possibly get worse? We're about to get... I mean, the United States is about to get a lot worse insofar as poverty once, you know, inflation gets worse, especially if we go to war, because then you got to inflate even more just to go to war, and, you know, people are going to die.
Well, people like him, even though he calls himself a liberty Republican...
That was just a straight-up lie.
Yeah, people like him are central planners. That's why he wants to have a plan. Oh, well, we can't do anything that would result in more freedom. Because we need to plan freedom, according to him.
Other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it doesn't work that way.
No.
The plan would come about if we were to declare independence. We'd have to figure out all the details after that. There's really no way to figure out those details in advance. You can't just sit down with the, you know, the federal government and hammer out a way to leave. You have to say we're gone and then figure out how to divvy up the, you know, the divorce.
I think that's a great point, that some things cannot be figured out right now.
Like, some things you need market, you need market hints for.
Market forces?
You know, market, what's the word, you know?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Instead of hint, market, you know, things that will tell you things about the market. There's a word for it, and I can't think of it
signals?
Right now. Yeah, you need market signals for.
Okay.
You can't just decide, like, how we're going to run, you know, things that have to do with money.
So back to the story here from NBCNews.com. They say, again, 70% say America's so polarized it cannot solve the issues facing the country, and those differences will only continue to grow. And again, it's important to remember here, if that's what people believe, and if it's true that 70% is basically a supermajority of Americans think that way, then that will continue to manifest into reality. That is what is going to happen. If people believe that people will continue to be more separated and more polarized, we will see more polarization and more separation. And to the end of getting people to believe in secession, Nikki, we need to just talk about it. We need, because the more we talk about it, the more real it can become in people's minds. If it's something that they're hearing about, not just on the radio, but in, you know, at the workplace, at the water cooler, if they're hearing about it at church, if they're hearing about it in different places, it'll become something that they believe is possible. And that's ultimately all that we have to do. Just change people's minds to believe that it's possible.
And frame it positively, because, like, in Texas, secession gets brought up every once in a while, so, like, never. But it's always framed negatively, like, oh, my crazy uncle believes in secession. Can you believe that?
Well, that's how the mainstream media definitely wants to frame it, so that's part of what we're working against. The number is 603-283-6160, and so we're part of that here, just talking about it, making it normal, making it seem like...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So what could possibly be a better solution to the impasse that people believe? 70% of Americans, according to an NBC News poll, saying that it's the country is so polarized it cannot solve the major issues facing the United States, and those differences will only continue to grow. What could possibly be a better solution than national divorce, divorce DC, declare independence, secession, peaceful secession for wherever it is you live? What could be a better solution? I know you guys don't have an answer, but you know, just asking. You know, is there anything else out there? I don't think there is. If you know one, give us a call, 603-283-6160. I mean, it's pretty clear the experiment has failed. It took a couple hundred years, but it's finally, I mean, arguably it failed many, you know, decades ago.
Yeah.
But here we are now. This thing is still going forward. It's lumbering forward with this, you know, octogenarian, nearly octogenarian child toucher in the federal government head office. And, you know, he's not any worse or better than the guy before him and the people before him. They're all just a bunch of psychopaths who want to force their way upon us and force us to pay for their wars and putting people in prison and so on.
Well, one answer to your question that people give, it's not a good answer, is you can always go to another country if you don't like it here. But there's not another country on earth that isn't, you know, run by a government.
What, that's true. And also, 70% of Americans aren't going to move to another country. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not even an option.
Yeah, but people say it to, like, me, for example. Like, I wrote an article about how Brody Deshaies was lying at the secession hearing the other day.
That's a state representative who loves the empire.
Empire, yes. And one of the comments from one of the typical trolls that always comes over on freekeen.com was saying, Bonnie, well, why can't you answer me this? What country is better? Why don't you? I was like, there isn't one. That's why we need to create a whole new one. I mean, I didn't say anything.
There are some places that are better on some things, right? Like, so some places have had more economic freedom than the United States. Other places may have more freedom in other areas. But
is there a country that has more economic freedom other than Hong Kong?
Well, Hong Kong's not really a country, but Singapore, I believe, ranked higher than the U.S. I think that New Zealand did, which is not good on personal freedoms.
And neither is Singapore.
No. Singapore's
so that's what I was
going
to say. Like, if somebody says, oh, you can just move to Hong Kong, they have better economic freedom. They're about to become China, for one thing.
Switzerland, I think, also was better than the United States on that list. There are a few different lists out there. And the U.S.
But then
is
they're bad about
like,
other things. Like,
and that's the thing, too. Like, nobody's, or no country, rather, is perfect on everything as far as personal liberties and freedoms go. So
it's not a country I can go into and actually be free, so nope, why wouldn't we just create one where we can, like, it has been tried.
By contrast, 27% agree with the statement that despite the nation's strong partisan differences, the country always comes together to solve the greatest challenges.
I don't
Only
think
27%.
That's ever
happened. That's a significant shift from when this question was last asked in 2010, when 50% said that America always comes together in tough times.
I mean, especially after the past elections. Mm. I mean, that was very, very divisive for this country, so
it's not that I believe that the country should come together and solve things when we already don't agree with each other. It's just that that's never been true. Like, why would anybody believe that?
Yeah, I think that they only really believe it when it's like, there's a hurricane coming through, and
right?
People come down with the sandbags, and they got the Red Cross, they're handing out food. When there's some sort of a disaster, when the U.S. government decides to go to war, usually both of the political sides will fall in, and they'll say, yeah, rah, rah, drop them bombs. And then they think, like, oh, okay, well, we're together on this thing, even though they're constantly sniping at one another over the little details. Oh, well, the general so-and-so did this, and he was wrong about that, and if it weren't the Democrats who were in charge, then we Republicans would have done this war better. And, of course, the Republicans say the opposite thing. So, but that is generally what they will do, is if there's some sort of disaster or crisis, then they appear as though they're working together, but within a matter of weeks, if not, you know, days, they're already attacking one another over it. So, yeah, it's totally an illusion. The story here continues, though, and on the state of democracy, a whopping 76% of Americans, including 7 out of 10 Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, believe there is a threat to democracy and majority rule in this country.
What was the percentage on that?
Over 70%. So 76% of Americans believe there is a threat to democracy. And what does that even mean? I don't even know. I don't know if these people know.
The Republicans believe that the voting machines are being messed with. And then the Democrats believe that Trump ordered somebody to go attack the Capitol. So they both think democracy is under attack.
Right.
But for different reasons.
With fewer than 300 days till the November midterms, the NBC News poll finds 47% of registered voters saying they prefer a Democrat-controlled Congress, while 46% want Republicans in charge. That's essentially unchanged from October. Republicans, though, enjoy a double-digit advance on enthusiasm ahead of the November elections, with 61% of Republicans saying they're very interested in the upcoming midterms. And that's only 47% of Democrats who say the same.
But that's only because there's a Democrat in office right now. So
it's motivating to them.
That's always what happens. It's when there's a Republican in office, the Democrats are like, oh, we got to go vote, vice versa. It's never for real reasons, you know?
What are the top issues, according to the respondents? Combined 42% say it's the jobs and the economy. The coronavirus at 29%, voting rights and election integrity at 25%, the cost of living at 23%, and border security and immigration at 22%. So those are the people who said those issues were their number one concern out there. Among Democrats, their top issue was coronavirus, whereas Republicans' top issue was jobs and the economy. So if you want to comment here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think that ultimately your analysis here, Bonnie, is correct. You know, these people, for the most part, even though they're upset, even though they're angry, they are divided. These are generally just not going to be people that we're going to be able to sway to liberty. These are all people who want to control the other side. They want to tell the other side what to do. They want to create the regulations, the rules, the taxes. They want to create their perfect state, and they're never going to get it. Not out of D.C., but they can come closer to it with secession. The red states can get redder. The blue states can get bluer. California can have a, you know, total communist paradise or whatever. Texas can have a total crackdown on personal freedoms. And the people who want to live in those places should go to those places.
And honestly, some of the bigger states need to separate within themselves. Like,
you think there should be like multiple parts of Texas?
Yeah, I feel bad for the people who have always lived in Texas and have always had like a very very Texan mindset of like, you know, even though it's not something I agree with, but it's small government or whatever. They're being invaded right now by Californians who are like, hey, I didn't like the overrunning of the homeless in Los Angeles, but, you know, I still think blah, 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 stupid liberal ideas, and they're ruining Texas for the Texans that were already there. They should just break off to where the big cities are their own things. Like, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and Houston should not be running the people's lives who live in, like, small places.
Yeah, Austin is known as a blue city in Texas, and it's not at all like the rest of the state.
And I think that's typically how it is, right? Every state, it's, you know, the cities are super liberal, and people that live in the country are generally more either freedom-minded or just, you know, more conservative.
Yeah, I was thinking about it when you were talking about Massachusetts earlier. They should split in half, though.
Right, Western Mass, Eastern Mass.
These are all fine ideas, and I would love to see, you know, movements going in that direction. The more secessionist movements we have, the more conversations there are going to be about it. And, of course, that was the whole point behind the New Hampshire independence bill, was to get a conversation started. And, by the way, it's not over yet. We're hearing that the bill is going to be heard on the floor of the State House coming up in roughly 2, maybe 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, like February 15th.
Yeah, February 15th. It's going to be in front of the full House. There's apparently going to be some level of support for it, and there's talk about maybe we should get the secessionists out there to do a rally outside of this particular event.
I think that's a great idea.
Make it so all 400 state reps have to walk through like a gauntlet of independent supporters, you know, not being mean to them or anything like that, but just to let them know we're there and that we're watching, and we'd like them to let people vote, because that's all that we're asking them to do, is just let people vote on the question, see what they have to say. Now, the number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, food shortages. Nikki's got an update on that situation. And is Walmart going to finally be getting into cryptocurrency? Bonnie's got that story. And your calls are welcome about whatever you want.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.